connect and collaborate. Voice of the Colorado Business Roundtable on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Thank you for joining us again for more Connect and Collaborate. We're talking today with Job Creators Network about their Bring Small Businesses Back campaign, which kicks off on Monday. And joining us now is Congressman Mike Kaufman. Congressman, it's wonderful to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So starting out, can you tell us a little bit about what you're hearing from the small business owners in your district about those regulatory hurdles they face?
Well, first of all, I've been a small business owner, and that's where I learned how to balance a budget, how to meet a payroll, and how to run an organization efficiently enough to make a profit. Equality is not readily found in Washington, D.C. And so, but since I've left that small business world, the regulatory burdens have really shot up. And so I'm hearing a lot from small businesses about how it's increasing their cost, how these unelected bureaucrats are making their life difficult without any concern for the fact that they're costing these small businesses jobs and economic opportunities and really in setting back the overall economy.
You know, Mike, there's a few things that my pet peeves. I have very, very few in life, but one of the ones that drives me nuts is when you keep hearing people just say, I wish government would get out of the way. When you talk to business owners, what can we do to help you, and how can, you know, not only chambers of commerce and business roundtables, trade associations support you, but certainly the government and the government's role. We know government doesn't create jobs, but what are some of the things that you think that government can do to play a role to really help encourage small business owners, development, growth, entrepreneurial spirit here in your district and across this great country?
Oh, more people need to do what you're doing in your network and speaking to their elected officials at every level of government. It's not just the federal government, of course, that puts regulatory burdens on small businesses, but local governments as well. But of course, I think the federal government has a lion's share of the problem, and state governments certainly participate. But I think it's talking to those elected representatives about lifting the burdens. The regulatory burdens off small business, streamlining the federal bureaucracy, state bureaucracy, local bureaucracy, to be able to be more efficient, to be less of a burden on small businesses, as well as the incredible tax burdens that are placed on small businesses, across this country and Colorado specifically. So if we can lift these burdens, you know, small business is the engine that drives economic growth in America, and if we can lift these burdens, I'm convinced that this economy will grow. But we've had, I know the American people are frustrated because we've had slow to non-existent growth since the financial crisis in 2008. We've never recovered from it. And so, you know, we're less than 2% growth, and we ought to be at least 3% growth, and certainly at 3% or better, and we're not there. And that hurts our young people. They're not getting the kind of jobs and economic opportunities that the generation that preceded them had. And so I'm obviously very concerned about that. What we're talking about now when it comes to small business, being overtaxed, overburdened, is that I think there is a growing income disparity in America as a result of that.
We're speaking with Colorado Congressman Mike Kaufman. So are you supporting the Bring Small Businesses Back Tax Reform Act?
You know, I'm certainly I'm reviewing it right now, and I know it moves the ball in the right direction, and I'm very impressed about that. Certainly, I'm not for corporate welfare, and I don't believe it does that. But I think any time you can relieve the tax burden on small businesses, you put more money into this economy. They can create more jobs, and again, and economic opportunities, and they can drive this economy forward. I'm still in the process of reviewing it, but from what I understand so far, it certainly moves the ball in the right direction.
Mike, I'd hate to put you on the spot, but can you talk a little bit about the types of businesses that are in CD6 here in Colorado and paint that picture for the listeners across the spectrum? I know you've got a diverse district that runs down into Highlands Ranch up to Adams County and out through Aurora. Talk about the businesses and how you see this current state of our economic recovery impacting those businesses in your district.
Well, sure. I think there's no question And part of the services are big everywhere, and those small businesses play a very big role in the services business. In the southern part of the district, a lot of the economy is driven by the aerospace industry. We have, you know, things like Lockheed Martin. We have United Launch Alliance. And then we have a lot of medium and small businesses that are contractors to those larger defense and basically aerospace contractors. In fact, we are we have the second largest aerospace industry in the United States of America, and on a per capita basis in the state of Colorado, which is concentrated in this congressional district, we have the highest employment in terms of the aerospace industry. Then moving further north, obviously the Air Force Base, the largest employer in the congressional district, and so there's a lot of contracting that goes on in support of that, a lot of economic development that occurs as a result of having the Air Force located here. And as we move further north, obviously we have the Andrews Medical Center, a lot of health care there, a lot of small businesses in support of that. And then as we go further north, in the Brighton area, we have a lot of vegetable farmers, and I'm going to be up there next week talking to them and their challenges, and they are small businesses as well.
Congressman Kaufman, do you you mentioned earlier about recovering from recession and those tough times. Do you think that economic recovery has lifted small business owners in Colorado, or are they still struggling?
Well, I think that the we are doing better than a lot of states in terms of bringing our unemployment numbers down in the state of Colorado. Although I think that the work participation rate is another factor that I think people aren't looking at, and we've got to reform our disability program. We've got to encourage work over welfare. One thing that I'm concerned about, an increase in the minimum wage where there is not the productivity to support that and its impact upon small business. One thing I'm working on is a reform of the earned income tax credit that would take the fraud out of it, move the dollars saved in that fraud by it is a program to reward low-wage employees who work in jobs, but right now it's weighted towards low-wage employees that have children. What my legislation does moves it also to single low-wage employees that don't have children, childless, and it lowers that age from 25 to 21 years old, and because what we want to do is we want to reward work over welfare. It was estimated in 2014 we had an analysis by the Congressional Budget Office that essentially said that if you at that time increase the federal minimum wage to $10.10 an hour, that you would lift 9,000 Americans out of poverty, but you would also cost the economy 500,000 jobs. And so what my proposal does is it lifts people out of poverty without costing this economy jobs. And again, rewards work over welfare, and I think that's important.
Thanks, Mike, for that. One of the things that we certainly understand is the impact of Dodd-Frank and access to capital and how that impacts small business as well. You mentioned a couple other very Colorado-specific pieces of legislation. We're dealing with the minimum wage ballot proposal that voters will face in November. Certainly, we have Amendment 69, Colorado Care as well. We've got less than a minute if you want to address any of those quick topics.
Well, I think Colorado Care is a killer to this economy. I deal with government-run health care all the time as a member of the Veterans Committee in the Congress of the United States, and the problems of government-run health care and how it's not meeting our nation's obligations to our veterans. But that is would be devastating, a government takeover of health care and a commensurate rise in taxes to support a very inefficient, ineffective system, as I think it would be. And I certainly hope that the people of Colorado vote that down, and I'll certainly be voting no this November on that particular proposal.
Thank you so much, Congressman Kaufman. We're talking about the Job Creators Network Bringing Small Businesses Back campaign, and we thank you, Mike Kaufman, for joining us today, and we'll be back with more with Heidi Gannell on Connect and Collaborate, the voice of the Colorado Business Roundtable.